This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We are living in what might be called the age of mania, where everything, it seems, has become a mania, like an unhinged, delusional, non-rational response, really powered by a lot of sheepleness, if you can use that word, or group conformity. Let me give you some examples. Okay, so number one, we got to say Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a great example of a mania. It's entered a pathological stage of people who don't think critically, who are just jumping in like lemmings being led off a cliff. I'm not going to focus on Bitcoin here, but it's just one great example of a mania. Another mania is how Democrats hate Donald Trump. There's no reason involved in it. There's no evidence of real Russia collusion, for example. There's just a raw hatred, which has become a mania that is driving these people, and it's driving them insane. You know, they can't really elucidate why they hate Donald Trump with any rational reasoning. It's just things they heard from the media, which are mostly fake news anyway. But they have this deeply ingrained hatred, and it has become a mania, and that they do a lot of virtue signaling to share their hatred publicly so that they gain the acceptance of other people who also have that same hatred. So it's become like a social movement, a conformity tactic to show your hatred for President Trump, and yet one more mania. So other manias that are out there are like, well, you know, stock market mania, not just Bitcoin, but mainstream stock market. There's a lot of people who are just deluded about stocks right now. There's another sort of mini dot-com bubble in the works that is part of the NASDAQ, and the PE ratios are totally out of whack. So this mania has taken hold. It's out of control. There's also mania on college campuses against white people and men. There's all this mania. It's like now college campuses want to have coloreds only columns in the student newspapers. They want segregation now. They want like whites excluded, no whites allowed, colored only. You know, I'm using that terminology because it harkens back to the old days when, you know, water fountains will be labeled like whites and colored, or, you know, a bus might be a white section and a colored section, and society deemed that to be racist long ago, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. A lot of the civil rights movement fought against that kind of nonsense, and now college campuses are bringing it back. These students want coloreds only, and they're talking about killing white people. There's a Texas University student who penned an article for his student newspaper that said that all whites have to die, he said. That complete genocide of all whites in order to set his people free. As if he's living in a plantation state or something, which is completely absurd. Doesn't exist anymore. This is not, you know, the 1700s here. Whatever. So these manias just... people go totally insane right now. There's an unhinged response to almost everything, it seems. And what's lacking, of course, is simply reason. What's lacking is this ability for people to think through something and to practice good reason. And oftentimes, you'll see videos from people like Mark Dice who go out to the public and interview people to try to ask them to explain things like, what do you think about, you know, the Second Amendment, or what do you think about President Trump, or this and that? And these people are incapable of explaining why they believe what they believe. So you have all these Americans, especially young Americans and college students, who have beliefs about things, and they're very strong beliefs. But if you begin to inspect what's behind those beliefs, they cannot explain with any degree of reason or logic or clarity of any kind why they have those beliefs. They don't know why they have those beliefs. They just have them. And frankly, the real reason they have them is because they've been indoctrinated, that the beliefs are popular, socially acceptable. They got it from watching late night comedy on TV or Saturday Night Live or listening to their friends spout off about some subject. They believe these things because it's socially convenient to believe them, not because there's any evidence or facts behind them. And this is why conservatives like Ben Shapiro just rip these people apart. You want to have fun, just pull up a video on YouTube or somewhere, Ben Shapiro debating people about transgenderism. And you'll come to find very quickly that the proponents of transgenderism have no idea what they're talking about. They literally have no basis, no logic, no reason. And Ben Shapiro just tears them apart one by one, because Shapiro is a very logical, young conservative who's also very highly intelligent and understands things at a very in-depth level. He's got the mind of like a future Supreme Court justice. You know, he can really granularize, if you will, concepts and understand structure of concepts, which is something that most leftists cannot do at all. They don't know why they believe anything. They just have a belief system. It's more like a knee-jerk reaction to them. If you can't elucidate your belief systems, then you don't really have any basis to hold that belief in the first place. But anyway, we live in the age of mania. When the tax reform bill was passed by the Senate recently, didn't Nancy Pelosi go ballistic and say it's like the end of the world or something? Again, just over-the-top, maniacal response from a leftist, that's how they respond to everything now. Like these wildfires in California, and leftists think it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. It's a brush fire in California that's just very large. It's not friendly or happy. I understand that. But it's nothing unusual. Brush fires have happened and forest fires have happened throughout the history of our world, long before humans ever got here. And if you build your house in an area that burns, eventually it's going to burn because stuff burns. There's lightning, there's wind, there's fuel. You know, it's called nature. By the way, forest fires happen all the time. But everything's become a mania now, and more the way to navigate this is to just try to hold your ground, try to remain calm as you watch the insanity swirling around you like a giant hurricane of delusion. You might be in the eye of the hurricane, and you're just trying to observe it and not get swept up into it. You know what I mean? Like, hold on to the ground and don't get sucked into the hurricane. Like everybody else, it seems, because everybody seems to be going totally insane. It's a very dangerous thing for society. This is the kind of thing that often heads toward, you know, civil war or social revolt, cultural revolution. Bad times, right? Not the kind of thing we want to see happen. But this is what it seems it has come to in many ways. So keep your wits about you, folks, and just look at. People, even writers, even my own work. You know, when I talk about doomsday things, I always give a reason for it. You know, like a grid failure, power failure. According to NASA, there's roughly a 1% chance every year. So there's a pretty good chance that the power grid is going to be wiped out, you know, in our lifetimes. Not certain, but it's a pretty high chance. And given all the reliance on circuitry and electronics and just-in-time delivery systems and so on, it can be quite catastrophic for society. So I might have a doomsday-sounding article title, but I give a reason for it. There's actually a physics-based reason. We're talking about solar flares, you know, sun observations. We're talking about NASA here. And there are reasons for other things. I always give a reason for something. I don't just throw out a belief and say, it just feels this way. No, there's always a reason behind it. So be a critical thinker yourself. When you read things, when you see things, even review some of the things that you say, and challenge yourself to make sure that what you're saying is backed up by reason or logic or evidence rather than just something that you're spouting out there to be socially acceptable to your lunatic friends, not you in particular, but I mean, in general, people will often say incredibly stupid things just to appease their friends or fit in with their social group, and their whole social group is a bunch of lunatics. So, you know, social conformity is a very dangerous thing because it turns rational people into total raging lunatics. And that's what seems to be dominating society today. It's very unfortunate, but I don't know how this gets turned around anytime soon. So be prepared for what's probably coming. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can read more of my work at naturalnews.com. Check out that website every day, about 15 to 20 articles. You'll love it. Health freedom, freedom to think, freedom to speak. All those philosophies you'll find there. Until then, take care. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.